I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week, I'm joined by none other than Dr. Tara, everybody. Woo!
Hello.
Hello, babe. How are you?
Orgasmic? How are you?
Oh, she's fucking not messing around. Straight in. Exactly what it says on the tin. I'm okay. I'm doing all right. Struggling to get back into a routine, feeling a bit squidgy around the midsection. No, I should probably stop eating cheese, but fucking really don't want to. Like, all of those things. But I mean, you look like you're in a very different place to me.
Yeah, I mean, I've had multiple orgasms since the year started. I did vision board, which is amazing. Had, you know, a nice lunch with my girlfriends. I feel like I'm having a good 2024 so far. Yeah. My New Year's Eve was full of action, so I'm trying to take it easy.
Oh, when you say action, like if I, for example, was like, oh, my New Year's Eve was wild, like I would have probably chinned a family-sized shepherd's pie with Erkan and then done some sort of Netflix binge and ended up with a pot belly in bed by 11:30. But something tells me when you say yours was like action-packed, you're not talking about a family-sized bag of Doritos, are you? What happened?
It's a little bit, did you say a pack of Doritos?
Yeah. Oh, I love a Dorito. Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more squirty, a little bit less fartsy. Well, I started my New Year's Eve day because, you know, like 2023 was a really big year for me. I did a lot of like my firsts, right? And you know, first time is always like a great time.
Exciting.
Yeah, I did my first. I was on Celebs Go Dating, had so much fun and, you know, got a book deal. And so I feel like we should end the year with a bang. But yeah. I also, I'm a fan of mindfulness and reflection. So what we decided to do was for dinner, we attended this naked dinner.
No. So hang on. Was everybody clothes off or was it just like the staff?
Everybody, including the chef.
Fuck off. Surely that's a health and safety hazard, mate. If you get hot oil on your torture, you're done for.
It's LA, baby.
I would be fuming if there was a pube in my soup.
Not have big pubes. Like, she did not have a bush. She shaved for the courtesy of the night.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, I know not a lot of people rock a big beef anyway these days, but that's probably like... Well, you could get them burnt or trapped or caught in anything. I feel like occupational hazard if you had a big bush as a naked chef.
Everyone was naked. Everyone from like the host to the safety guard person to the chef, and then everyone attended. So
did you just call it? Did you go in like big coats or something and then just put them off? Oh, okay. Got it.
Yes.
Very sexy.
It's called the Food Experience, FUDE, which is like mixed nude and food, which is, I thought was really cute.
I get it.
Yeah. So it's a food experience and you wear whatever you want. You get in. The first thing you do is you take all your clothes off and put it on a hanger and leave your clothes at the racket. And then you walk in and everyone, so I walked in, there was already like about 10 people. Everyone was already naked. It's a mix of women and men of all body sizes, which was just beautiful to see people being vulnerable and not caring and not sexualizing bodies because sexualizing comes later.
give a 10.
But it's dinner, for Christ's sake. We got to not sexualize stuff for once.
Yeah, don't jump the gun. Scram first.
No, no, yeah. So we were all naked and, you know, we started the dinner with breath work. Have you tried breath work?
Yeah, so one of me pals is like banging like, you know, the wild swimming and the ice baths and fucking meditation. And she's harping on about breath work all the time. Honestly, it's not that I'm skeptical at all. It's that I just physically, I would prioritize other things over that. Like, I'm really busy and stressed out. But I know potentially I would be less busy and stressed out if I learned to do breath work. So it's kind of a catch 22. Do please tell us about it, because I'm always open to new exciting things.
And yeah, so I'm a fan.
Having dinner naked, which is not fine.
I mean, we were all naked, right? So it's like, you know, what's like, nothing can be more vulnerable than being naked. But try doing like kind of moaning, grunting breath work next to a naked person, right next to a naked person.
Stop it, mate. So you we were really all going, you know, pushing boundaries.
Like for legit 20 minutes. And yeah, everyone, like men, women, you know, we were all doing that for 20 minutes. But you know, the one thing is I love breath work because it allows for me to think about nothing else but being there.
Does it, mate? And like, how does that work? Because obviously as so, like, I don't know if you've noticed, you've spotted us for about 6 minutes. I'm really neurotic. I'm like always doing like 3-4 things at once. Like, I think if I was to allow myself time to sit down and just focus on breathing, like, I'd be like, what are you doing? You're so self-indulgent. You wanker, get up, you breathe all the time. Like, fucking go and empty the dishwasher or walk your dogs or like do a podcast. Do you know, I think I'd, so what is the benefits and how do you manage to just switch your mind off? Because I don't think I'd be able to.
Yeah, well, there are lots of benefits. Like, it calms down your nervous system. It allows you to be present and practice mindfulness, which then like contributes to a lot of psychological well-being, but as well as sexual well-being. Breathing through your nose goes directly to your sexual organ. So for men that experience erectile dysfunction, what they should do instead of taking a Viagra is breathwork.
That's really interesting. I had no idea. So obviously when you're overexerted or you're getting excited, which normally related to sexual intercourse and stuff, I go to pure mouth breather. I'm like, like straight away. And I'm assuming that's not that uncommon. So that's probably has a real detrimental effect on the boner. So
I love the accent. The boner.
The boner. I wanted it to be more professional, but sadly I'm really uncomfortable and that's all that came to mind.
It's okay. Boner works.
I apologize. Boner. Yes.
I feel like you should have a sweatshirt. You should sell sweatshirts that says boner. Like B-O-N-A.
I've gone so B-O-N-A-A-H. Red, Tara. I've gone so red. Okay, so let's move off the boner, but explain.
So, yes. Okay. So you, like, we did breath work, and then we did vision board, and we all shared, and then we ate dinner, and it was a very beautiful, mindful experience. And we did that till almost 10, and then we left, and we changed, and then we went to a sex party.
Wild, mate. Fucking hell. It's really pissing all over my New Year's Eve, this mine. So, right, as if that wasn't sexy enough, fucking getting the old naked chef to serve you creme brulee, we are now at an official sex party.
So this one is a very, dare I say, like, elite. It's very expensive to go. You have to apply to get in. I applied a few months ago. You apply as a couple and then you get in. For women, you can apply and get in for free.
Oh, okay.
No single men.
No single men. Okay, fair enough.
No single men. Or if they're single, they have to come with a woman partner. So, right. So that the ratio is always more women than men. So as a couple, we went together, my husband and I.
Is this you and your husband? Yeah.
Yes, me and my husband went together. So I wore a coat and I actually wore like a nice cocktail dress because it's the New Year's Eve black tie party. But as soon as I got there, so they locked our phones and then we walked in, half the women were already naked. So I was like, I am way overdressed in this freaking cocktail dress. I was going to wear a gown because they said black tie. But I guess for these women, black tie means naked.
But then so, I suppose they might have gone really smart like you, but just ditched it ASAP. I reckon in those kind of situations.
What would you have worn to a black tie party?
Oh, no, I would have been exactly the same as you. I would have gone balls to the wall. I would have been, like, really fancy.
But yeah. Then
I think maybe it's like they're just discarded straight away so they can get down to business. You know, clothes just get in the way, don't they?
But it's not even midnight yet.
Fucking hell, they're keen, aren't they?
They are. Yes. So we got in. Well, they locked our phones outside. Then we got in. We coat check, and we started walking around. I started noticing that like half the women were already naked or wearing very, very skimpy lingerie. But the men were in tux. So I'm like, okay, I don't know. Like half the women were naked. The men were clothed. So I was like, I don't know. I'm going to keep my dress on.
That's an odd dynamic, Dr. Tara, because I would feel, yeah, like, and I don't, I've never been to a sex party, but from what I could glean from this dynamic, right? Like, I would think it should be level playing field. Like, if girls are having their boobies and bits out, boys have to have their willies and things too. Like, it just has to be even. And I assume, like, otherwise it all has, like, the power dynamic, the way people are looking at things, like, that would give me a little, that would make me a bit anxious. I would want everybody naked or everybody in clothes. I can't have this half and half.
You're like, no, not, everything is black and white. No,
literally.
Not this gray shit. I'm confused.
I'm not, as I'm sure you're noticing, I'm not the most flexible of people, so. I don't know how well I do in one of these environments. Not well, obviously, yeah. I'd be terrible.
Well, you know, but got to give it to them because by midnight, almost everyone was naked. So the boys were shy. They were shy.
I was going to say.
Them, like, longer. They got, like, you know, a couple of martinis in. Then they started getting, like, going to the corners and get naked.
So it just took the lads, like, a little bit longer to warm up to it.
Right.
All.
But the women were daring, like, at least half of them, because they got in. They didn't need any drinks. They just got naked.
Yeah.
So it was a cool dynamic because, like, the women were very confident from what I've observed. And then the men, like, took much longer to, like, ease into the nudity. Then, yeah, we had they popped champagne for the New Year's. And then, you know, as you walk around, there were just people fucking and sucking everywhere.
Donna Tara, I love that you've absolutely decided to have, like, a no-holds-barred attitude to this. And not like lead me in slowly, just completely wallop me with the information.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. So everybody's just shagging, going wild, having the best time. And then was there something special for New Year? Was there like fireworks or, well, was it just all like everybody was just a sea of, or people just getting worn like hats and that?
Does me squirting count as fireworks?
Sexual fireworks.
That's fireworks for some people.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so pleased you had a really nice time.
So, you know, but we did they did a little countdown. There was like a burlesque, sexy burlesque dancer.
Nice.
She was fully naked. She was in this huge martini glass full
like
filled with champagne. She was dancing in it, like bathing in it. And then she popped the champagne when everyone counted one and then Happy New Year.
Nah, mate, that was pretty amazing. And these are all
it was just really cool.
Naked and outright. So obviously you've set the scene and it sounds as though you had a pretty epic New Year's.
Yes.
I'm always like a bit, I wonder about the aftermath because when everybody's like, you know, feeling some type of way, proper horny, like just living their best life, fired up, like super attracted to everybody, feeling themselves. Like, I don't know, when everyone's like that, yes, like you're going to get in amongst it. You're going to have a brilliant time, sucking fucking all the rest. Mm. But like afterwards, do you just like, do you just slink off and go and put your clothes on and leave? Or like, do you swap business cards? Like, I don't understand. Like, is there, I don't understand what the aftermath is. Does everyone just use baby wipes, give themselves a clean? I don't know what happens.
They have to do like a show about like SX sex parties where it ends with people swapping business cards.
I don't know why I thought that would happen. I don't know at all what happens. Like, if they have particular chemistry with someone, do you think, oh, we could keep in touch? Or is it proper like, no, once you're done, you're done?
No, at parties, especially a party like this, it's more like kind of indulging, being in the moment, mainly connecting with your partner, maybe involving others, maybe not, because a lot of people were just sucking and fucking with their partner, but like maybe they share the same bed with, you know, three other couples and kind of touching around and feeling it around, but they ultimately just had penetrative sex with their partner.
Okay.
While some were like that, others were, you know, really enjoying the group sex dynamic. And that's either way is fine as long as it's fun and consensual. Yeah. Towards the end, so we left around 2 a.m. Yeah, after I squirted twice.
Wicked.
Yeah. I was ovulating, so I feel like I had a lot of sexual energy.
Yeah. Sounds
then
like
we,
it.
I put my coat on, you know, I wipe my legs and my butt and my pussy. And then I put a coat on. My partner put his tux back on and we got an Uber and we got home. And then he made me an omelet.
Oh, nice. Because you are ovulating. I get it.
Yes. I'm hungry. It's, you know, 3:30 a.m. I need to eat before I go to bed. So he made me an omelet. It's very sweet. It's very wholesome.
It's not quite the word I would use to describe your New Year's Eve festivities, but certainly the aftermath. And it does sound like you've gone into 2024 with a bang, mate. Like, literally. So good for you. Good for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Although I wish I had Doritos with me when I was in that Uber. Yeah. I was very hungry.
Post-coitus snacks are so important. Like,
I love that you said post-coital.
Oh, I'm
gosh,
really...
I love Brits. Brits are awesome. Post-coital.
No. I'm so sorry. You might actually just... I've noticed I'm trying so hard to be cool and down with this dynamic, but honestly, Dr. Tara, I'm so uncomfortable. Like, I'm
no,
very...
Vicky, you're cool.
I'm such a prude, but like, I am trying to be better, which is what you're here... Well, not what you're here for specifically. I'm very interested in you, but obviously, you know, branching
ooh,
out.
In what way?
Oh, always. You're a lovely bit of kit.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I wanted to, obviously we went in just balls to the wall there, literally. But
let's take a deep breath.
Yeah, for anybody who's not aware, Dr. Tara is a professor of relational and sexual communication, which I'm sure you guys kind of had a bit of an inkling. But what exactly does that mean?
Yes. So I teach a class at a university. I teach at Cal State University. And I teach sexual communication, which entails theories and research on interacting in sexual contexts within a span of like a lifetime. So we start talking about first sexual encounter. So like when people have their sexual debut, having sex the first time, what does the research tell us about first time having sex? What are some theories to understand, like, quote unquote, losing your virginity? And then we go into sex as, you know, young adults? What are some theories and research around human sexuality, maybe gender, sexual orientation? Then we go into some kinky stuff, research on dirty talk, pillow talk, research on swearing and how a lot of people find that sexy, Vicky. So I'm sure a lot of people find you swearing very, very sexy and sensual.
I always just get told it's not ladylike. I'm not trying to be fucking ladylike.
And then we go into like non-traditional sexual behavior. So like BDSM and kinks, fetishes.
Yeah.
And then we end with technology. So porn use, research around that. We end with like sex robot. What will sex look like in the future? And that's kind of the whole semester of this class.
And then obviously, I mean, not trying to sound judgmental in any sense of the word, but I did drama, media and cultural studies at uni. I was qualified to do absolutely nothing when I left. It's a good thing I landed on my feet where I have, because it was not vocational at all. But what are the people who take your class? Like, what are their prospects outside of it? Are they all hoping to be sex therapists? Or is there loads of different spaces they can move into? Like, I'm super interested.
Yeah. So the cool thing about my class and the way my university has made the status of my class to be is anyone can take it. It's an elective. So it's more like building a skill for your life, like a lifelong skill building class, rather than, you know, like calculus or a subject-based class. This one anyone can take, which is so interesting, because in a lecture hall, I'll have, you know, engineering students, I'll have like the communication students, I'll have like geology or, you know, history students, I'll have nursing students, psychology students, and you can really see the dynamic within the class of the real world, like how the real world works and how these different people talk about relationships, dating and sex.
So in your opinion then, the people who are taking your class, is it more for like a personal understanding and like to have a better sort of sex life and a better understanding, a better quality of intimacy and stuff like that? Is it more for that rather than like, oh, I'm going to use this to do X, Y, and Z when I leave uni?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's an elective class, so anyone can take it. And wouldn't you take a sex class over like statistics?
Oh, I mean, honestly, like I said, I'm a prude. And if somebody fucking asked me to do anything involving maths or like geography or rocks or anything shit like that, I would 110% take shagging over that. 110%.
Sex class. Yeah.
Sex class.
And all these kids think the same, you know, that they're in university, they're sexually active. They want to learn how to communicate better, how to interact better, feel more confident, have better sex, understand sexuality overall better. And it's interesting, you know, like we talk about everything from like history of BDSM to like, you know, it's just not something you learn in other uni classes.
No, I can imagine it being super interesting. And also like, gosh, I say this, like us Brits, like I'm speaking from my own personal experience. I feel like we could really do with understanding more, getting outside of our comfort zone, being a little bit more brave and experimental and everything. But like, I don't know. I can imagine is that just Brits or is that kind of universal? Do you think everybody could do with like taking a class like this, understanding sex better, understanding their body more?
Everybody could benefit from a class like this. Everybody around the world. You know, I'm originally from Thailand and I think Asians need this class too. But from working with Brits on the show, I've learned a lot about how Brits of different demographics approach the idea of sex and talking about sex. So to me, it's like there's a lot of very sexual communities in especially like London or the metropolitan areas in the UK. But when it comes to talking about it, people are really shy. But then they will like go to, you know, they will go to like a BDSM party and then get their clit pierced. But then they won't talk about it.
You know, they'll mention it.
It's so interesting. Yeah, it's so interesting. I think it's in the British culture to like not talk about sex in public.
Well, just to not talk about anything, mate. Like, I think obviously we're not a nation of mutes. That's not what I'm suggesting at all. But I think until very recently, like I remember telling my mum about 10 years ago now, maybe, that I was going to start therapy. And she was mortified that I was going to go to therapy.
She was like, there's nothing wrong with you.
Yeah, she's like, oh, don't understand, what do you need to go to therapy for? Why can't you talk to me? And the funny thing was, Dr. Tara, she then spoke at me for about 45 minutes about how I could always talk to her if I needed to. And I was like, Ma, you've just talked at us for 45 minutes. Like, I haven't had a chance to get a word in edgeways. Like, I absolutely love the bones of you, but fucking hell, I need to speak to a professional. And I think, like...
Were you like, girl, you also need therapy?
No, I was. I was like, you actually could really do with speaking to somebody as well. But, like, it's not just sex. Like, we don't talk about anything. We don't talk about our feelings enough. Like, we don't talk about our trauma enough. Like, we don't talk, even just sitting down and explaining if you've had a good day or a bad day, like, we don't do that enough. So I think the idea that we would need to talk about sex more is understandable. It's obvious. Do you think we're getting better? I feel like we are. I think slowly but surely Brits are getting better at communicating.
I think so. I've watched some old documentaries about, England in, like, the 1980s and stuff. It was, like, a lot more secretive. Everything was a lot more secretive than now. If you go to certain areas in London, it is very sexually open.
Oh, yeah, wild, man. Soho loves it.
Yeah, very, very sexually open. Oh, gays are actually quite like pioneers of being sex positive and being honest about sexuality and talking about sex. So I think it makes sense that it started there.
Yeah. Oh, no, it does make sense, mate. And I do think we are, like, slowly but surely, we are all getting there.
Yes. So let's start with you, Vicky.
Oh, my God.
It's 2024.
Really?
What's your one sex goal?
Really putting the pressure on there, Tara.
Just one. Anything at all that you want to try this year, improving, maybe for yourself, maybe with a partner. Just one sex goal.
Okay, right. This is it. So I absolutely love my fella. He's disappeared. Me fella. He's looking after the dogs. We're getting married in September. I haven't.
Congratulations. That's beautiful.
Thank you, lass. We've been together like just gone 5 years. We have a 5-year anniversary, and he's a lovely man. But he's got like a normal man's libido. And I've just got like a really, a low libido? Like I'm just tired all the time. Like I fucking rush around working a full-time job and then also trying to like manage a home and care for the dogs and be everything everybody needs us to be all at once, a good sister, a great auntie, a good part. And when I collapse into bed at night, you know, like the last thing I want to do is fucking reverse cowgirl or whatever it is that he's like envisioned I'm gonna fucking want to do. And I feel really bad sometimes. Like I like different types of intimacy. Like for me, I would watch a box set and hold his hand, and that would actually tick loads of boxes for me. Don't get us wrong, I'd still want to have sex sometimes, but it would be lovely, like, you know. But I understand he needs something different, but I'm just so fucking tired, Dr. Tara. I want him to be happy, and I want it as well. And I feel really bad saying this out loud because it feels like it's a reflection on Erkan, and it's not, because I've been this way my whole life. I've never been like a swing from the chandeliers type girl. So I just would like to, I suppose, I would like our needs to be met in the middle a bit more, because I feel bad. I feel bad. Mm-hmm.
Like I have to commend you, because that's very, very self-aware.
Oh,
and for the amount of people I've talked to that are not self-aware, there's plenty. So first off, good job for even just being self-aware and have empathy for your partner and not just think, you know, why doesn't he cater to my situation, right? Because a lot of people tend to think me. But it's very telling that you're in a healthy relationship, that you're thinking about him. That you're like, how can we meet halfway? How can I get there halfway and he meet you halfway? So I think that's beautiful. Three things came to my mind immediately. First off, you have to start trying these guided sexual meditations. They're only 5 minutes and it's guided, so it won't be quiet. I think a lot of people's problems with sitting down in silence and closing their eyes is hard because they are so used to doing stuff that they're told to do. Yeah. That's why guided meditations are beautiful. And guided sexual meditation helps you feel erotic within you, right? When you're on the go all the time, go, 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 and, you know, working and meeting everyone's demands, your body is not in eroticism.
No, it's absolutely not, babe. I'm the furthest from feeling sexy ever. Like, I'm in full-on crisis, like, survival mode. And the thought that all of a sudden then I'd just be horny is mad. It's mad.
Yeah, it is. It's really hard when you're go, go, go all the time to feel erotic. So 5 minutes, only 5 minutes guided sexual meditation. I have them. It's free on YouTube. I'll send you the link.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just on YouTube. It's free. You pop it on your phone and you listen to it, close your eyes and do what the guide tells you to do.
I can do that.
Yeah. It's 5 minutes. You can do it in the car. You can do it in the bathroom. You can do it in the bedroom. Try it for a week and see how you feel. A lot of my clients have seen improvements in their sexual desires, in their libido, in feeling sexier, more erotic. So we'll see about that. So that's my first advice.
Dr. Tara, do I do that on my own? Is it just I'll put my headphones on and listen to that? It's not like we do it together, is it? I don't know why I'm starting to feel uncomfortable.
Yes, there are two types and they're both on YouTube. If you search my name, there's one where it's solo and it's more like for self-maintenance, self-improvement. But then there's also a couples one in which I encourage people to do it together as a couple naked if you can, because then you can really feel the eroticism together.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can try both. You can try on your own and you can try one with your partner. It'll be a fun activity for 2024.
Yeah, well, I think I'll start with doing the one on my own. And if I can get my head around that and be like, and I, you know, take it seriously, do it properly, then I'll try with Erkan as well. That's good. Okay, so that's number one. I'm going to do that 110%, right? What's number two?
Number two is mutual masturbation. Have you guys done that before? You masturbate together in the, like, basically enjoying each other's physical company and moaning and energies, but not necessarily penetrating or engaging with each other.
Right. No, you're really overestimating me as a sexual being here.
I think this will compromise you, like, feeling like, oh my God, it's just a lot of work. I don't feel like reverse cowgirl right now, but still want to be erotic with a partner, with your partner, and still wanting to feel sexual connection. Because really, like, sex is not about sex. Sex is about connection.
Exactly. Right? That's what I mean. And I feel bad that he's missing that element.
Mutual masturbation is masturbating together on the bed. Like, do you have a vibrator?
I haven't got one. I got sent one off Charlie Brooks. She had a collection. I know, the dog ate it. I had one. Right, so Charlie Brooks was like a really nice actress in the UK. She brought out a collection with Anne Summers and she sent me one.
Okay.
And I was like really excited to try it and that. And that it was... the dog ate it. So he didn't eat the full thing, but he's chewed it. So I should probably get a new one. I can't use it.
Your dog ate your vibrator?
Yeah. Well, he just chewed the edge. Honestly, they're so scruffy. Like, I haven't got a pair of knickers without holes in the crotch.
This is your sex life.
Oh, nah, this is
my dog ate my vibrator. It's over. It's over.
I sound like I'm like making excuses for why I haven't done my homework.
No, the dog ate me by right now. No shame, no shame, no shaming at all. It's okay. Anyone listening, even if you're, you know, in your 40s, 50s, you've never had a vibrator, never too late to start. I have a woman who's 62 years old and I got her on her first vibrator and she is loving it.
She's experiencing
all kinds of oxytocin, all kinds of serotonin, all good feel good hormones from her masturbation routine. So, I highly recommend getting a nice, easy to use vibrator and start masturbating together.
Okay.
Like, hey, babe, want to do some masturbation and masturbate together? You can enjoy each other's kind of like energy, being sexual without like a lot of work.
Yeah.
I feel like Erkan will absolutely not know what to do when I ask that question. Like, hey, want to masturbate together? You'll think I've been fucking taken over by some sort of body swiping alien. Quick question then, like, yes. while we're on this vein, which is a horrible turn of phrase considering our general topic, but how much should you be as a healthy, happy adult? Like, how much do you think we should be masturbating or, you know, reaching climax or whatever? Because I probably think I'm definitely not doing it enough.
Mm-hmm. There's two factors you have to think about first before coming up with that answer. The first factor is your baseline sexual desire.
Okay, mine's quite low.
If you're someone that have like moderately to low sexual desire, that masturbation routine might be, you know, once a week, once every two weeks. Yeah. If you have a higher libido, higher sexual desire, it could be once a day. Daily masturbation is healthy and there's nothing wrong with that. So it just depends on your baseline. And that's the first factor. The second factor is having sex with your partner. And as we agree, and I think everybody listening agrees, sex is not about sex. Sex is about connection.
And intimacy. And, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Having that connection with your partner, it's very important. For a lot of people, they try to push aside sexual intimacy and they're like, oh, but we are intimate in other ways, right? We're emotionally connected. We're intellectually connected. We're connected through interest, humor, all of those things. However, you can't deny the power of sexuality and eroticism. It's the reason why we're all here.
Yeah.
It's the reason, it's the womb, it's the reproductive system, it's the reason why we're all here. So it's very, very powerful. And you will do yourself injustice by putting it aside. Mm-hmm. So now the question, your question is, healthy adult couples, how many times should they have sex in order to maintain this connection? The unsatisfying answer is it's up to you.
Yeah.
But the research answer is once a week.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So there's a big research that found couples that reported are the happiest and have the highest sexual satisfaction within their relationship tend to have sex at least once a week.
Okay.
So as long as once a week you get to physically connect with each other, I think that's good.
I think you just became my boyfriend's favorite person.
Once a week.
Once a week, baby. I will let him know.
Is he listening?
No, normally he does. Like normally he, if I'm on a pod and he has like the slightest hint of sexual talk, he's like downstairs, like straight on it. But I have sent him away with the dogs at the moment. I totally derailed you, Dr. Tara, because you were telling me those three things. And before we wrap up part one, I just want to get the last one.
Yes. So the first one was sexual meditation. You can do it alone and with a partner. The second one is mutual masturbation, masturbating together. It's kind of like good sex for lazy people. And then
perfect. Right up my street.
The third factor is to include more individual oral sex.
Well, when you say individual oral sex, I feel like it means you kind of do it. You mean doing it on other people, right?
So you only giving him a blowjob as a session, like that is it, the sexual session,
okay.
No reciprocity, because you're worshiping your man. And then vice versa, you should schedule a pussy worshiping session where he just eats you out until you come and you have to do nothing in return.
Wicked. Yes. Okay, well, I'm really glad I asked about that for you.
My third advice is an oral sex worshiping session where you do this for your partner, really dedicating it to your partner, and your partner doesn't have to do anything for you in return. It's really liberating where you just receive.
Yeah. I can't imagine like where there's no sort of like in the back of your head, like, oh, this is amazing, but I've got to do X, Y, and Z next, where it's just like,
right.
Okay.
Yeah, you just lay there, open your legs, and, you know, he just go to town and eat you out. You can come, then go to bed, take a bath.
Oh, sounds great. I love baths.
Yeah.
Tara, I've had, most part, a really nice time. I've been a little bit uncomfortable, but I suppose, you know, we're pushing boundaries in 2024. Will you come back in part two? I want to ask you all about your gorgeous relationship with your lovely husband and celebs go dating as well.
Yes.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.